There are calls for the federal government to intervene in Tasmania's housing crisis after the Liberal state government announced a plan to house homeless people in hotels and caravan parks. More than 1,600 people are homeless on the island state, and those on the ground say lives are at risk with sub-zero temperatures this winter. It comes as new research shows the nature of homelessness in Australia is changing, with people in severely overcrowded houses making up nearly half of the country's 116,000 homeless. Here's our reporter Henry Zwartz.
Yeah, come and get on this one.
Whee! Jade Maxwell is dreading what winter could bring this year. 5.5 months pregnant and with two children under the age of two, the Tasmanian mum has been homeless since leaving an abusive relationship several months ago.
Day-to-day life struggle is really tough when it comes to finding shelter, knowing when your next meal is going to be, and really, if you feel safe.
Yes, mate, I know you want that swing, but you know, come on here.
Some nights, she and her boys might find a couch or bed at a friend's house here at Ulverston in Tasmania's northwest. Others are spent sleeping rough outdoors, their nights filled with worry.
The hypothermia is the biggest part because my children are very small and they don't create as much body fat as I do, but they're only young and they can't do it all on their own. So it's a big factor as to how am I going to keep them warm, how much is it going to cost me to get blankets and stuff like that, so then I know that I'm prepared for it and so that I know that they're going to be warm and safe. And they're going to have food.
While Jade Maxwell and her children have asked for government housing, here in Tasmania, waiting lists have blown out, with more than 3,000 households waiting for help. That means a wait of around 56 weeks. Liz Leslie, who runs a Housing Connect service in the island state's northwest, said demand for housing this winter was outpacing the best efforts of staff on the ground in regional areas.
You could see 20 to 30 people a day. That's on a really busy day, but that is a lot of people over a week or a month or 3 months, and new people coming through the door that typically probably never came to a support service looking for help, but they need assistance to find their next property.
The delays have sparked debate in the state's parliament about the need for more temporary accommodation options as temperatures plummet. There are calls to open up government buildings and install modified shipping containers in the state's capital, Hobart. But others say those measures will only help if support services are provided as well. Dr. Catherine Taylor is a clinical psychologist who's been working with homeless clients for 15 years.
It's possible to find temporary accommodation. It's possible to even be provided with housing. But it's very important to be able to maintain that housing to prevent long-term homelessness.
A report by the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute shows that while those sleeping rough on the streets are the most visible part of the issue, they account for just 7% of those who are homeless. Lead researcher Dr. Sharon Parkinson.
So in responding, we need to increase the supply of affordable housing to those with the lowest incomes, but we also need to ensure there's a greater mix of housing types provided in areas of highest need.
Eddie, up you get.
Meanwhile, as temperatures keep on falling, Jade Maxwell can do little else but seek out the help of friends to keep herself and her children warm this winter. A night under a crowded roof, a better alternative to none at all.
Do you want to go play something else?
I'm getting to the stage where I'm worrying about my unborn child as well. It's getting cold. Like, if I get sick enough, am I going to lose my baby?
Tasmanian mother Jade Maxwell, Henry Zwartz with that report.